When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Nightcrawler of Nye County, the Unseen Stride. Welcome, dear listeners, to Whispers from the Dark. I am your host, Raven Vale, and tonight we journey to a place where vastness is measured not in miles, but in the profound silence between them. We're heading to the desolate, haunting beauty of Nye County, Nevada, in the summer of 1983. A landscape of endless scrub brush, shimmering heat haze, and skies so immense they seem to swallow the very light. It is in these empty spaces, often far from the gaze of civilization, that some of the most unsettling truths can emerge, or perhaps simply walk unseen. Our story centers on a solitary beacon in this wilderness. Desert Ridge Auto, a roadside garage perched precariously on a stretch of highway between two forgotten towns. It was the kind of place you only found if you were desperately lost or desperately broken down. The garage was run by Ray and Gus, two mechanics whose lives were as intertwined with the desert as the tumbleweeds that occasionally blew through their open bay doors. Ray, the elder, was a gruff man with grease perpetually stained under his fingernails and a memory for every engine model since the advent of the automobile. Gus, younger and more affable, had a knack for fixing anything with a spark plug and a quiet respect for the solitude that surrounded them. They lived on site, a small, worn trailer hitched behind the garage, their days dictated by the unpredictable trickle of travelers and the endless maintenance of their own battered tow truck. The summer of 1983 had been particularly hot, even for Nevada. Days blurred into weeks, marked by the drone of traffic and the occasional late-night repair. On the evening of August 17th, a Tuesday, Ray and Gus were working late, a common occurrence. A trucker had limped in with a busted axle, and they were trying to get him back on the road before dawn. The air inside the garage was thick with the scent of oil, stale coffee, and the metallic tang of acetylene. The only sounds were the clang of wrenches, the low murmur of their conversation, and the distant, almost imagined hum of the desert night. The trucker, after being given an estimate, decided to wait in his cab. He recalled seeing them working diligently under the fluorescent lights as he finally drifted off to sleep around midnight. When he awoke just before sunrise, the garage lights were still on, but there was no sign of Ray or Gus. Their truck, fixed and ready, sat silent in the bay. He waited, then grew concerned. By 7 a.m., with no answer from the trailer or the garage, he called the Nye County Sheriff's Department. The deputies who arrived at Desert Ridge Auto that sweltering morning found a scene of profound and disturbing quiet. The garage doors were slightly ajar, the tools meticulously laid out on workbenches, as if waiting for their owners to return from a brief errand. The trailer door was unlocked, the beds unmade, a half-eaten breakfast still on the small table. There was no sign of forced entry, no struggle, no indication of a robbery. Nothing appeared to be missing, except, of course, for Ray and Gus. They had simply vanished, swallowed by the vast silence of the desert night. But the absence of the mechanics was only the beginning of the enigma. As the deputies moved deeper into the garage, a strange smell hung in the air, acrid, metallic, like burnt electrical wires mixed with something indefinable. On the main workbench, where Ray often worked on smaller engine parts, they found a chilling anomaly. A set of pliers lay twisted and distorted, as if subjected to immense heat. Next to them, a heavy-duty wrench was partially melted, its steel head deformed into a viscous, silvery puddle. A small soldering iron had fused itself to the metal tray it rested on, its tip liquefied. Bits of wiring and scrap metal on the floor were similarly warped, solidified into grotesque, unrecognizable forms. It wasn't merely burned, it was melted. Not from a fire, for there were no scorch marks on the workbench, no signs of a blaze. The surrounding wooden bench was untouched. This was the work of an incredibly localized, extreme heat, powerful enough to deform industrial-grade steel and copper, yet leaving adjacent materials unharmed. The forensic team was bewildered. What kind of force could do this? A thermite reaction? A portable furnace? There were no residual chemicals, no equipment that could explain such destruction. It defied conventional physics, let alone criminal methodology. Whoever or whatever had done this had done it with a terrifying precision and an unknown power. Then, the sheriff's deputy, a seasoned veteran named Miller, noticed an old, dust-covered security camera mounted high in the corner of the garage, a relic from a previous owner, connected to an equally ancient VCR. Against all odds, it had been running. The tape was retrieved, its spools brittle with age, and sent immediately to the county office for analysis. What they found on that grainy, low-resolution footage would forever haunt the minds of those who saw it. The tape showed a portion of the garage, largely empty, until the early hours of the morning. Around 2:17 a.m., a figure, if it could even be called that, emerged from the shadows at the far end of the garage bay. It was tall, impossibly slender, and stark white against the dim light. But what truly distinguished it, what sent shivers down the spines of the investigators, was its form. There was no discernible head, no arms, no torso, just a pair of incredibly long, jointed legs, moving with an unnatural, almost gliding gait. The figure was caught mid-step, its white form ethereal, almost luminous, as it crossed the frame. It moved with a fluid, silent motion, seemingly unhindered by the lack of an upper body, its lower limbs propelling it forward with an unsettling grace. It was a phantom, a living negative space, an entity that simply should not exist. The footage was brief, pixelated, but undeniably clear enough to show this utterly inexplicable phenomenon, this single, silent, white figure. The image confounded everyone. Conspiracy theories, military experiments, elaborate hoaxes, all were considered and discarded. The source of the image was undeniable, yet its subject defied all known biology and physics. The press, initially silent, eventually caught wind of the bizarre details. The melted metal, the vanished mechanics, and the chilling surveillance photo. The figure, with its strangely elongated, pale limbs, quickly earned a chilling moniker from the bewildered public and a few frightened local residents, the Nightcrawler of Nye County. The police, with no bodies, no clear crime, and a surveillance photo that looked like something from a nightmare, were at a dead end. Ray and Gus were simply listed as missing persons. The garage was eventually boarded up, a monument to an unsolved enigma. The desert, once a place of rugged beauty, now held a deeper, more unsettling silence for those who knew the story. Locals would tell tales of fleeting glimpses of tall, pale shapes moving in the periphery of their headlights, of unexplained power surges or strange, localized heat pockets in the remote areas. They spoke of the vast, untouched lands of Nye County as a place where ancient things sleep, or where things that defy classification simply are. What was this night crawler, dear listeners? Was it a creature from some unseen dimension, a being that moves through our world on impossibly long legs, leaving only strange phenomena in its wake? What was its purpose in the garage that night? Was the melting of the tools some form of energy discharge, a byproduct of its presence, or a deliberate act of destruction. And the men, Ray and Gus, did they simply become part of the melted metal? Or were they taken effortlessly, silently, by a creature that walks where no eyes should see, leaving behind only the evidence of its impossible stride? The desert holds many secrets, vast and indifferent, swallowing sounds and secrets alike. It is a place where the familiar rules of the world seem to fray at the edges, where the imagination runs wild with what might truly exist beyond the horizon. The case of the vanished mechanics and the terrifying nightcrawler of Nye County reminds us that some mysteries are not meant to be solved by human hands, but merely observed, whispered about, and feared. For they belong to the unseen, unknown things that truly inhabit the dark, lonely places of our world. Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.